بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال تعالى: فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. We are still in the second last chapter where Allah commands us to make istighfar, to seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, and also the great virtues of making istighfar. This ayat which is read is from the surah Inna Idha Ja'a Nasrullah, which was about the last surahs to be revealed. And when the surah was revealed, where everyone was happy that Allah Ta'ala is saying that people will enter into the fold of Islam in huge, huge numbers. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. When the help of Allah Ta'ala comes in the opening, يَدْخُلُونَ, people will enter into the fold of Islam in huge, huge groups. Where all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum became very happy on this occasion, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was crying. When they asked him, what is the reason of your crying at this happy occasion when people are going to enter into the fold of Islam in huge numbers? He says, this is a clear indication, and this was the deep understanding of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu of deen, that this is a clear indication that the mission of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is accomplished now. Then Allah is going to take this great gift and amanat that we have, Allah is going to take him away from us. Therefore, the love of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam can never be imagined also. So Allah Ta'ala said, when that happens, when the people enter into the fold of Islam, then how must we receive that news also, and the actual reality that people are entering into the fold of Islam in huge numbers. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Then sing the praises, glorify the praises of your sustainer. Say all the time, Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah. Consequently, we find it comes in the hadith that after this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increased a lot even in his namaz, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik astaghfirullah. That all praises are only for Allah, the purity belongs only for Allah Ta'ala, and all this that has happened also, people are entering into the fold of Islam, and whatever good is only by Allah, so we praise Allah Ta'ala. This is also one very important thing that we should keep in mind in all our matters. Whenever anything good comes to us, we should not ascribe it to ourselves. That it is only from Allah, and we say Alhamdulillah. And our mind should go to our weaknesses, and we should say Astaghfirullah. That, oh Allah, forgive us. Normally our system is such that whenever any ni'mat we get, we usually want to celebrate it with feasting. What a da'wat, invite people that this great happy occasion has come. Whatever occasion it might be, we normally welcome it, make istiqbal of it with feasting. That is our normal practice. However, there is another way also which we should adopt, and that is by fasting. That we should keep rozas in thanking Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, when he got his citizenship of Saudi and to stay right next to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the happiness of that, he kept 40 rozas to show the happiness of Allah Ta'ala. And here we are shown another way to show our happiness, and that is by making istighfar, plenty of istighfar. That we ask Allah Ta'ala, we praise Allah Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, you granted us this, you are pure, we are impure, you used impure people like this for this, we praise you. And this has been done solely by your favors, and only you have done it, and we seek your forgiveness. And whatever a person accomplishes, the world can praise him. But if he does really look into himself, he will find many, many mistakes within himself. himself. And for that, the thing he has to do is may ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. So we should, whatever way Allah Ta'ala blesses us with, we should beg from Allah for forgiveness. And Allah promises together with it immediately, إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. There is no doubt that surely He is the greatest acceptor of repentance. Allah has promised it already, so whenever a person falters, makes an error, he should ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. But here also, shaitan plays havoc with us and our nafs. A poet and Allah Wala says, it was my hobby to look at the faults of other people until my eyes fell on my own faults, and then I just could not look at the faults of others. For the minute a person sees his own faults, then he gets so busy to try and rectify them that he doesn't see the faults of others. But what shaitan and nafs do at this stage, they don't allow us to see our own faults. And they open our eyes wide at the faults of other people. And in this way, a person is kept away from forgiveness. Yeah, Allah says, you ask for forgiveness, and I promise I will accept it fully. But when a person doesn't see his faults, then maybe just sarsari, that is outwardly, he might ask for forgiveness. But when his eyes falls on his own faults, in actual fact, he realizes what faults I've got, then sincerely he makes tawbah. And on that Allah has promised his acceptance of that tawbah. And Allah says, in great amounts Allah Ta'ala will forgive. May Allah Ta'ala let us see our own faults, worry of rectifying them, and making sincere tawbah for having committed those wrongs.